jump, jump in that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on fast just the same.
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining? Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're gonna make everything right in your day. Just listen to this show every morning because we have great people here every morning. And I'm so happy to have my friends here from Connell and Company, keeping the world shining and the things that they do. Angela Sherrill is here, Will Maben is here, and a guest. I'm gonna let them introduce their guest. How y'all doing?
Great.
Great.
What's not to like about this weather?
I'm telling you, just a touch less humidity and then I'm good. But there was a nice breeze, sunshine. I'm in.
Yeah.
This is why I live in Florida.
I know.
Yep.
This is awesome.
It's pretty hot.
It is.
Okay, there's Mr. Negative over there. Sound like Eeyore. It's pretty hot.
It is.
It is.
I'd love it.
But you're right, Meg. We are shining a light today on our friends from Trace Water Homes.
Ah, okay.
We had them in our office several weeks ago, and unfortunately, Will and I were absent. And everybody.
What happened?
Well, there's work. It gets
in
the
way. Yeah, there is work. But everybody in our office that was able to be there for the Trace Water Homes presentation with Brent Hanisch, and it's a family-owned business, so we really like to promote local and family-owned. Anyway, talked about just how unique the product is that you all build and that we needed to help get your name out there. So that's what we're trying to do today. I'm Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company. You can reach me at 850-292-316 or my email, goknowlsacs@att.net.
I'm Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty.
If you could just seen the face that responded to the Gold Knowles.
Well, she left out the 5 on her phone number.
Okay, better get that phone number again,
right?
Then.
So, yes, I've made a face. Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020. And you can also reach me at willmaben.com. I am happy to introduce Brent with Trace Water Homes. He is our newest friend. Welcome, Brent.
Hey, yeah. Thank you so much, Will. I appreciate y'all letting me be on the show.
I'm glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
I love the logo and the colors of your logo. Very appropriate for this area. There's lots of different colors of the shades of blue.
Oh, look at all that.
I know.
There.
I got some goodie. I got to thank you so much for my gift.
You are so welcome.
He brought us some nice swag, folks.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can be bought. I know I'm not supposed to say that, but it's against the FCC. Okay, relax, you FCC people. It's okay. I'm not doing it. But this is nice. Go ahead.
So how do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I'll follow suit. I'll share my phone number and email just the same way y'all did. 850-632-0102 and info@tracewaterhomes.com.
And Tracewater is one word.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me, catchy word, family business. How's it a family business for you?
Yeah, and what does that mean?
Yeah.
How did the whole idea, the whole concept?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this family business goes way back. It starts with my parents, who are the other two owners of the company, and they've been in the construction business since they were in college. Matt, my dad, started his first construction company at 19. I was born a couple years later and grew up on job sites. My jobs in the summer were working on construction sites, started with cleaning up trash, then I'd work into framing and things like that. And so I came up in the business, went to school in Dallas, Texas, actually for criminal justice, oddly
Ooh.
Enough.
Interesting.
And here I am building homes. But had a few, you know, a few jobs after school, and then my family had moved here to the Florida Panhandle. They live over in Santa Rosa Beach. After Michael, they came over from Mississippi and bought a hurricane-destroyed home, repaired that and sold it, and then used those proceeds to start the business. And my wife and I came and visited back in 2020 from Dallas, and they took us out to Crab Island, and I mean, the rest is history. We saw all those beautiful colors that Meg mentioned that we put in our logo, and I mean, it was hard to not want to live here. So we packed up everything and moved here in 10 days. Sold our house, sold a vehicle.
It was time.
Yeah, it was time. We made it happen.
When you know, you know. Wow.
And started working with Matt and Jeannie shortly after that. And we went from, at the time, things were relatively small. We were doing a lot of, you know, condo remodels and smaller projects like that. And since then, we've taken it and run. And now we're heavily into new construction. We started Tracewater Homes last year as a semi-custom product to rival our fully custom home building company that we'd been running called Coastal Affair. And this year we combined those two. So now Tracewater Homes will provide full custom builds, semi-custom builds, and large-scale renovation projects, all under one name, one umbrella.
Okay.
That's great. Right.
Okay, so this full custom build and just – does that mean that they can change everything? They can design exactly what they want?
It absolutely does.
To include the framing?
Yes. So the framing, once we start construction, is very difficult to change, and we'll get into why that is. Okay. We utilize steel framing instead of wood framing, which is a unique product for the marketplace, and it makes it really difficult to change things. Mm-hmm. You know, wood framing, you can rip it out, cut some new boards, and change things around. With the steel, it involves us going back to the factory, getting new walls made, so it's a little bit more difficult. But during the design phase, full custom means you can do anything you like. We have an architect that we work with that we help guide you through that process, so if you can dream it and you have the funds to pay for it, we will build it for you.
Well, that's amazing.
I love that. That's great. Yeah.
Do you build on very small lots?
We do, and we have before, and that's actually one of the things that I think really sets us apart from a lot of builders in the area and just in the country in general, is that, you know, many builders, especially with semi-custom type or production type plans, will say, oh, well, our plans won't fit on that lot, so we can't build for you. And us having the ability to go fully custom, we can design something to fit the footprint regardless of what exists for the site conditions. And that's really Matt's specialty, is land and overcoming challenging properties. I have yet to find one that he has not been able to build on.
Interesting.
I might have a property.
All right. Well, hey, let's talk about it. But we usually
don't worry.
We usually say that there's nothing that's unbuildable. It just depends on how much time, money, and effort is going to have to go into it.
Well, the problem is the money.
Yes.
Okay. Well, but I'm curious, Brent, what areas do you serve?
Yeah. So we service right now from the Alabama border here in Pensacola, all the way over to the Apalachicola River, essentially.
Oh,
so Port St. Joe area.
Cool. Wow.
And then up to the Alabama border to the north. So
that's a huge
cover most of the panhandle
central time
right
zone,
now.
Though.
No, it's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Great.
And, okay, so steel framing also, I would assume, gets a better insurance rate for
it,
you.
Absolutely.
How
for
do
the
they
homeowner.
Know?
I'm sorry?
How do they know?
How do they know the insurance rate? Mm-hmm. Well, we have a partnered preferred insurance carrier out of Santa Rosa Beach, Fuller Insurance. I'll give them a little shout out.
Right.
They have taken all of our plans, all of our semi-custom plans, and priced them out for us on a real lot in the Point Washington area of Santa Rosa Beach, just to get a rough estimate for insurance costs. And the largest single-story semi-custom plan that we offer is 2,100 square feet approximately, and it came back in at around $2,000 annually for insurance cost, which is very, very good.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Okay, so I've got a ton of questions on the steel framing.
Yeah.
Do we still have to worry about termites?
So you don't have to worry about termites.
Ooh,
and that is the
you just sold me.
That is the biggest benefit. And I shouldn't say that you don't have to worry about termites. Termites are always going to be, you know, a concern, but we've mitigated the concern as much as we can.
Right. What are they going to eat?
So there is still wood that goes into the house, but having the main framing structure be made of steel, you know, significantly reduces the amount of available food for the termites. So we've reduced that, potential significantly. And then we still do the termite treatment like you would if you were building with wood.
Right.
So we still pre-treat the slab, and then we'll have, you know, the bait stations put in at the end of the project, or we'll have the foundation sprayed. And then I encourage all homeowners to still sign up for a pest control contract where you have your annual termite spray and those sorts of things.
Right.
But we've definitely given homeowners peace of mind that it's not something they have to actively think about and stress about and worry over.
What about wind rating? How does it hold up compared to our traditional wood? I'd imagine it's a straighter beam, so also.
Yeah, absolutely. So from a wind standpoint, the steel framing comes from the factory with 140 mile an hour wind load rating. That's just out of the box, you know, the baseline.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Which is pretty good and covers most of the areas that we build in. Now, in the areas that have a little bit higher wind load ratings, or for those custom clients that are really concerned about storm readiness and having their home, you know, strengthened to stand up to hurricanes, the company that makes the steel can get that wind load rating up to 200 miles an hour adding some additional straps and some bracing and things like that. And that company is IntelliStructure out of Panama City. We'll give them a shout out too.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts are here with Connell and Company, Angela Sherrill and Will Maben. And their guest, Brent, am I pronouncing this right? Hanish?
Yes, ma'am.
And he is say it again.
Trace Water Homes.
Looking at his hat. Trace Water Homes. Really interesting hearing some of your outlook on all the different aspects of construction and how this all works. So yeah. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
So, all right. So your largest single story, 2,100 square feet, about what size lot minimum do you need?
That one, I believe we need 70 feet of width.
Okay.
And on that particular one, I can't remember all of them, but I want to say 100 feet in depth.
Okay.
Would get us for that.
Okay.
Got a question from one of our listeners.
Yes.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This one just came in. What prevents that steel from rusting if you're on the water here?
Well, great question. Two things. One, the steel already comes from the factory galvanized, so it has that rust protection already on it. And then two, it's covered by the siding, the sheathing, the siding.
Yeah.
And so it's inside the walls, and so it's not being exposed to the elements after we stand it up and we start to get that sheathing and siding on. Now it's protected.
Oh, that's a really interesting answer. Okay, great question. If you've got one, just text it in, 850-437-1620.
Are you finding length of build, I'm sure, depending on size, if you're building one of your 1,200 or plus square foot sized homes, obviously it doesn't take as long as to build something that's 3,000 square feet. But kind of what do you tell a customer?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. The smaller plans go much quicker. And so I typically tell people that we can complete construction in around 8 months on average.
Okay.
I would say maybe if things, you know, go really smoothly on a smaller plan, we could finish a little bit faster than that. And we might go as long as 10 months.
Okay.
Depending on the size and the selections and things like that. The framing helps us speed up the cycle time very slightly. We save maybe a week or two depending on the size of the home. But the bigger benefit than the overall cycle time is how quickly we can get the home dried in.
Right.
So we get the framing up, and then, as I just mentioned, Meg, the sheathing and the siding on, we get the roofing on, and now that home is protected from the weather.
Wow.
Whereas with wood framing, when it would take us, you know, maybe 3 weeks to complete construction, or I have one that we're building right now that's next to another new construction that's wood frame, and it's been taking a little bit longer, and so it's been exposed to the elements. You can already see the mold starting to grow on the lumber and stuff like that. Being able to get the walls up, get the roof on, and get the final siding product on quickly is a huge benefit in terms of protecting the, you know, internal structure of the home and the things that go in it. That allows us to go in and start putting like ductwork and plumbing and those sorts of things in now that we have a weather tight, you know, structure.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. So, you know, on roofs, it's generally wood decking. I'm assuming you still have wood decking.
We do. So we have wood sheathing for the walls and the roof.
Right.
That sheathing, though, is treated, again, with termites in mind. So
right.
It has a zinc borate treating in it that prevents fungal decay, rot, and termites from consuming it. And the same is true with our siding product. I get that question a lot. You use steel framing, and you say that that's because, you know, it prevents termites, but yet you use a wood-based siding.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does that make sense? And the same is true with the siding. It has that zinc borate treatment in it, which the termites don't like and won't eat. That siding product, too, is rated up to 200 mile an hour wind rating.
Is that a hardy type product?
It is. It often gets compared to hardy.
Okay.
And hardy is fiber cement siding,
right.
And then
right.
This is a wood-based product. And so one of the things that makes it stand out as compared to fiber cement siding is the structural rigidity of
it. Okay.
Because fiber cement can be really brittle.
Right.
And it's difficult to work with on the job site. If you pick up a long piece by yourself, it often tends to break. The wood siding doesn't do that. Like I said, 200 mile an hour wind load rating, and it has amazing impact protection from windblown debris. And we actually have some cool videos on our social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We also have a YouTube channel with some videos on there. But I built a display with LP Smart Side, which is the product that we use,
interesting.
And fiber cement siding on the other side. And each side has a sledgehammer.
Oh.
And people can come and use the sledgehammer to hit the siding. The fiber cement shatters almost instantly.
Wow.
And I've been using that display since, I believe, January of last year.
Yeah.
So we're a year and a half
18
in
months.
Now.
Could
and
you
I
bring
have...
it in here so I could give a couple whacks?
I should have brought it with me today. That would be awesome. Hey, if y'all have me back on the show, I'll bring it over.
It would help me sometimes, you know.
Just get out some frustration,
yes,
like a rage room.
Yes, if you just joined us, he's so articulate. Brent Hanisch is here with Tracewater Homes. He is the guest of Angela and Will, both with Connell and Company Realty. If you've got a question for him or for our realtors, 850-437-1620. I'm fascinated by all of this because this is a whole area that I don't know much about. So you said in the beginning that you do a total, like, brand new home, but you also have a background in remodeling and other aspects too.
We do, yes. We now offer large scale whole home renovation.
We don't
typically get involved in a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel.
See. Okay.
Our projects usually involve the homeowner moving out, or they just purchased a property and have yet to move in.
Right.
That happens quite frequently as well. And then the other thing that we encounter is short-term rentals, where we'll come in at the end of September, the home will be vacant, we will completely gut the home, take everything down to the drywall, and rebuild and have it ready to go for, you know, March, spring break.
Oh,
market.
Wow.
That's great to
nice.
Know.
So, all right, so how many crews of people do you use?
We use a lot of crews, and I'm not going to remember this exact number, but I want to say we did the math on it, and it was hundreds of pairs of hands that build one home.
Right.
I wish Matt were here with me today. He knows the number off the top of his head, but the number of people that go into building one single home is really amazing. You don't realize it when, even I don't realize it when I'm on the job site every day, but when you add up all the different trade contractors that go in there, there are so many different hands that touch each home. And, you know, as far as crews, we work with multiple companies, and then most of those companies have multiple crews. And so we have access to, you know, many, many tradespeople.
Right. Y'all, I'm Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, and you can reach me at 850-292-3165. And my email is gonoles@att.net. And we are here with Brent Hanisch with Tracewater Homes and Will Maben from Connell & Company.
I'm Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And I am Brent Hanisch with Tracewater Homes. You can reach me at 850-632-0102 and info@tracewaterhomes.com.
And are we able to go on your website, too, and find out more about the different options people have if they're thinking about it?
Absolutely are, tracewaterhomes.com. And we have a variety of information on there in terms of the building products that we use. We have our semi-custom plan offerings on there. We have our preferred building products and our preferred insurance carrier, preferred lender.
Oh, that's really helpful information.
Yeah. So we try to be a one-stop shop mm-hmm. where we've already connected with that insurance carrier. So we've taken that piece of the new home building process out of the equation.
That's a huge piece.
We have a preferred lender that we work with, and clients are free to use their own lender as mm-hmm. well. But I'll shout out Shevlin Locklear here in Pensacola with Acrisure Mortgage is our preferred lender. We will also take care of all of the site specific construction related tasks. So
all the permitting.
If you have to dig a well or put in a septic, we will handle all of those things. And I've heard other on your lot builders that, you know, say we just build the home. When you have the pad ready and you have all the utilities, let us know and we'll come build the home. And we take care of all of those things for you. Homeowners maybe do this once or twice in their life. They're
right.
not
That's right.
involved in this all day, every day. We are. So we have the contacts for, like you said, permitting mm-hmm. and, you know, utility connections and all of those sorts of things. So we handle all of those things and then package them into a change order that gets added to the final cost of the home.
Well, that's a relief because, like you said, if this is your first time out the box actually building your own home and it's your first home, you want to get it all right, but I wouldn't know where to begin.
There are so many things to do, and
right.
that's where, you know, we are the
that's
experts.
That's where the realtors really come in.
Yes, absolutely. So mm-hmm. you guys, you know, guide that initial part of the process and, you know, helping clients find the lot, and that's so huge, too. And we like to aid in that process as well. I talked to you a little bit, Will, before we went on air about the sign program and how we can come put a sign on vacant land that you're trying to sell, and then I'll record myself and we'll post it on our social media just talking about the vision for the property. Because a lot of times people see a fully wooded piece of land, and it's hard to think about what it could be. And so we know that, you know, selling land is one of the more challenging aspects of your job as opposed to selling a, you know, an existing home. And so by, you know, partnering with agents and putting that sign out there, I can talk to potential buyers about how this site will live. You know, if we build three stories here, you might get a peekaboo golf view. Or, you know, if you position the home this way and do a screen porch, you'll have a really amazing backyard space. And so we can, you know, walk through a property and kind of help agents navigate that and sell the vision for what a property could be.
Right.
Nice.
Nice. But everybody's like, yes, we're
I got
all
something in mind.
Yes, right. Exactly.
So I'd love to take a look at it.
Tell me about semi-custom. You've said semi-custom several times.
Yeah.
If I were to choose one of those semi-customs, what's customizable?
Yeah, so all of our semi-custom plans have various structural options. A few of those include adding a third car or a third garage stall mm-hmm. If your lot is wide enough to accommodate that. All of our plans have a second story option, which adds multiple bedrooms. There's an option for an ensuite on the second floor or a two-bedroom
nice.
Second story option.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll get at least one more bedroom on that second story. And then an additional bathroom and a loft area, so you can add some more square footage that way. And then as far as the interior finishes, that's really where I feel like we stand out as opposed to a lot of production-style, semi-custom-type builders. We don't have package A or B. We have, I think it's like 30 different backsplash tile options that mm-hmm. clients can choose from.
Nice.
We have a dozen different tile packages. So the finishes are really where you get to make the home yours and see that semi-custom side of things.
Okay, we have just run out of time this half hour. We're here on Pep Talk with Connell and Company. Brent, you're doing a great job. I think you might have a career in radio.
Right.
Brent Handish is here with Tracewater Homes, Angela Cheryl, and Will Maben with Connell and Company. Best website for y'all real quick.
This is Angela Cheryl. My number is 850-292-3165. Go Knowles, ACS@ATT.net.
WillMaben.com.
Okay. We will be back in the next half hour with more of Connell and Company on Pep Talk.
Catfish are jumping that path. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a good day and a good start on your day so far. This is the Pep Talk show, which stands for Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are here for another half hour from Cannell and Company. Angela Sherrill and Will Maben are here, and they have a special guest, Brent Hanisch, who is with Tracewater Homes, thus the song Blackwater Water. Yeah. I know. Okay. Anyway.
So clever.
So I know. But I had help. Anyway, I wanted to say hi this morning to everybody that's listening. We appreciate you so much. And there's a lot of great information. I'm already taking notes about this. So great show so far. Lots more to go. So I'm going to turn it over to Angela. And y'all are on your way.
Good morning. I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty. And you can reach me directly at 850-292-3165.
I'm Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And I am Brent Hanisch with Tracewater Homes, 850-632-0102 and info@tracewaterhomes.com. Thanks so much for having me.
You are welcome.
We're glad you're here.
Yes.
Finishing on the custom or semi-custom.
Yeah.
Now... You just said that we could add a whole second floor to a house if we wanted to.
Yeah.
So I would call that custom.
And that's what I have found, too, is that a lot of what we do, a lot of builders would call custom home building.
Right.
We just come from the custom home building world where true custom means anything that a client wants. Not there is no, you know, almost when it comes to true
custom.
So
you could replicate the spaceship if you wanted.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you could. We could find the people to do it, absolutely. But in the true custom world, I mean, we have done things like bring in an elevator from Italy and import tiles from Spain.
Oh, wow.
And
nice.
So on the true custom side of things, yeah. It really is, if you can dream it and pay for it, we can make it happen.
So Charles Phillips over in Mobile, right, in Theodore.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, if I want 8-foot unvarnished solid doors, antique doors, you could do those.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
You could install those.
Yep,
okay.
For sure.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
I was thinking heated floors, but.
Oh, heated floors for sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And so
hardwood. You can do hardwood?
We could, absolutely. Yeah. This house is getting expensive that we're creating here. We've got heated floors now, hardwood.
Okay.
But, coming from that world, you know, what we created with the semi-custom line of things really is just that. It's almost custom, mm-hmm. but it's not fully custom, and so that's where the semi-custom designation comes in, is you can really make it your own without having to pay the price tag that comes with building a fully custom home.
Right.
Because as we know, that world is, I mean...
It doesn't have a top.
No, it does not. Like I said, if you can pay for it, we will do it. And so the world is your oyster at that point. And so we really wanted to give clients options to feel like they got to have a say in what their home looked like and felt like, and it wasn't identical to their friend that built a home with us. But at the same time, they didn't have to pay the price that comes along with doing the design work and you know, picking out all of the selections. And not just the cost that comes with that, but the time that gets spent on that. On the custom side of things, we have homeowners that spend 12 or more months in design only.
Wow.
Working with the architect.
Crazy.
And not everyone has that kind of a timeline where they can sit and change things and play around with the plans. And so if you're on a stricter timeline, we've got those 5 plans with those second story options. You can pick a plan, pick your options and your finished selections, and we'll get started building the house right away.
Right.
Wow. Okay. I have somebody that's looking for a 1-bedroom house with a 4-car garage.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I know.
I have not
that's
built one of those yet.
Is that for the dogs or is that the dogs driving?
For the
or?
Hobbies. It's for the cars, really.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
Yes.
Oh, I see. You've got some custom cars.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, 4-car garage could be a super depth regular 2-car garage.
Yeah,
that
you can do a 2-car garage
tandem. Oh, now you're
tandem
just discounting
where,
it.
Where you make
if
it really
you're
going
to do it right, do it right.
Listen to this.
And for those car enthusiasts that might be listening, we have some really awesome upgrade options for the garage space. We can insulate the garage. We can heat and cool the garage. So if you're out there working on your vehicles in the winter or the heat, Will, you mentioned how much you don't like the heat right now.
Right.
So you could turn that AC on and be out in the garage wrenching on your old Mustang and be in the cool air.
I just had an image.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. We have hot and cold water water hose bibs that we can add to the garage, so you can have hot water to wash your cars in the driveway.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, that's a really nice upgrade option. Mm-hmm.
Drains in the floor.
We absolutely can do that. Yes. Yeah.
Jeez. Now we're talking with lips and... Yeah,
absolutely.
We're just going crazy.
So,
Angela bringing us back.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So, all right. So, I have two questions. Well, number one, you know, I'm a big brick girl. So, can we do brick on the exterior?
Can you afford it?
Well, I think so. But, you know, for those who...
There you go, Will.
Where there's no ceiling.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I like that response. Can you afford it? If the answer is yes, then yes, we can figure out a way to do it for you. On the custom side, we definitely can. And we've done brick quite a few times.
Yeah.
On the semi-custom line of plans, we don't currently offer any brick elevations, but it is something that we've talked about.
Uh-huh.
And we have plans to expand to... at some point, we would like to be in the lower Alabama market and even in Baldwin County across the way there.
That's after they've built everything here.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Are you seeing, Brent, any trends that, I mean, obviously you're building new homes.
Yeah.
So what are the trends for new homes? I mean, we've got such a different variety of homes here in the Pensacola area, from the beach homes, and then you have the North Hill, the old homes, and so many different things. But what is the thing now? There's because you can tell the era of the home by the design.
Yes.
So now what is the design of this century, I guess I could say? Is like, what are you seeing?
Well, so to Angela's point on the brick, I had, you know, just wanted to mention that as we move into some of those other areas where brick is really popular, we've already discussed, you know, adding brick options. So that's probably something that's coming.
Yeah.
And to your question, Meg, you know, right now I think what we're seeing the most of is what we call our coastal elevation, and it has a board and batten finish on the exterior.
Interesting.
And that has been so popular on the custom and the semi-custom side. People are really loving that look right now, and that's kind of your beachy, you know, look.
Lighter colors.
Yes, definitely lighter colors. I've got one that we're framing right now that is going to be all white.
Interesting. Yeah, it's
and
interesting.
So,
yeah.
And then light blues. We haven't seen a lot of people picking the really vibrant beach colors like what you'd see in like Gulf Shores or
there
Pretty
was a
Oki,
time that the bright yellows and the bright pinks were popular, but that's changed now.
Yeah, it's a lot of like pastel blues and things like that
and
now.
Some sagey greens.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yep,
isn't it? It's fascinating to me how that changes.
One thing I think Will probably could back me up on this. As far as some of the trends, people are nuts about their pets. And so between doing mudrooms and laundry rooms, they are building in their kennels for their pets is what I've seen. And it is phenomenal because instead of just having counters with cabinets, now you have a countertop with a kennel below.
Yeah.
So that your dog... is, you know, the kennel is not in a path and you're not having to build a separate room. Very cool what I've seen.
That's impressive.
That is really cool. And, you know, on the custom side of things, we can obviously accommodate anything like that. On the semi-custom side of things, we have the three largest plans, I believe, all have a mud room type space.
Right.
Where you come in from the garage and there's a coat closet and a spot where you could have, you know, a key drop or, you know, just kind of a catch all for all the kids' stuff when they come in from school, sports equipment and that sort of thing. And so we could definitely try to accommodate something like that in those plans too, because even on the semi-custom side of things, we do allow custom option requests.
Okay.
So if a client wants to build a semi-custom home, but there's something that they really want to add to it, they can bring that up and we will evaluate it. And if it's something that we can reasonably accommodate, we'll put a price to it as a change order. And if they approve it, we can go ahead and make that happen in their home.
Wow. Do you have somebody that does wallpaper?
We do. And
sounding to me like you've got something going on over there, Angela.
I mean, I've just, you know, wallpaper's kind of coming back.
I was just going to say that, back to Meg's point on, you know, what is popular these days, wallpaper has made a comeback. So
interesting.
Wallpaper has made a comeback.
Some wallpaper.
Okay. Let's just be fair here.
Well, we're not talking about the fruit wallpaper that went around the ceiling your grandma's house in the
90s. 1960s.
Yeah.
He's saying 90s, and I'm saying, no, actually 60s.
Well, maybe all grandmas have fruit wallpaper. I don't know.
Well,
maybe
know,
it was true in the 60s and the 90s.
That's true. That's true.
Well, one thing that I saw that you all offer is that I'm a big door person, and these hollow core doors, don't like them. The solid core doors to me are worth their weight, worth the money, because there's some things that little children don't need to hear. And
fair enough.
I think that.
And she likes the slim doors.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I mean, I just think too, as far as, not airtight, but I do think that it provides better heating and cooling.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think that the solid core doors are absolutely worth the money to upgrade. And one of the things that we did when we put together the semi-custom line was we really wanted to be price conscious.
Uh-huh.
And so the homes come included with hollow core doors.
Right.
But then we wanted to give people choice. And
sure.
So we have the option to upgrade not only to solid core, but also from 6-foot, 8-inch standard doors to 8-foot doors,
which is
nice. Also a really nice upgrade. It adds some, height to the room and just makes it, visually look much nicer.
Right.
And so we definitely give people those options. And to your point on certain things that little children don't need to hear, we also insulate around interior spaces.
Yeah.
So the primary bedroom and then all of the bathrooms and the laundry room all get insulated around to try to, mitigate noise transfer between rooms. Right. And then if it's a second story, we will insulate in the floor trusses between the first and second story.
Okay, I got a question that just came in from one of our listeners.
Okay.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. 850-437-1620, if you've got a question. We're in hurricane season right now. What do you do or what is your advice to make my home hurricane storm proof? So I guess it would be something you consider in that early construction process, correct? And the materials that you use?
Yeah, my short answer to that is build a trace water home.
Good answer.
The long answer to that is that it really depends. I mean, without knowing when your home was built and what was all included in that in terms of hurricane ties and things like that, it's really hard to say. But definitely protecting windows and exterior doors is going to be a big thing.
Right.
Because
doing the gable in bracing if you have a gable.
Yes, absolutely.
But what can you do today? And that's what I would say. We are in hurricane season. You can't run out and fix a gable this afternoon, can you?
Well, you could. I mean, you definitely could. As far as today goes, like I said, making sure those windows and doors, that's going to be a really big thing. Because if a window goes, now you've two things. One, you have, the opportunity for water and things to intrude, but you've also changed the pressure balance in the house. And so once one window goes, now it's easy for other walls to
and
blow
roof,
out, other windows,
goes.
Things like
right.
that. So the windows and doors are really a big thing. And on that note, we utilize impact glass in all of our windows and exterior doors, even when we're building in areas that don't require it by code.
Oh, that's interesting.
So even if we get up to, the Alabama border to the north where, you're not as worried about hurricanes and it's not required, they still get tornadoes.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
And we saw, was it Hurricane Milton that went all the way into the Carolinas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
so,
we see the impacts of this, inclement weather.
Sure.
Much further inland than just right on the beach. And so we build our homes with the same steel framing, that same 200-mile-an-hour siding, the same impact glass, the same roofing materials, no matter where we build. So you're always going to get the same trace water home.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and to add to the question on the table about, what can we do today to hurricane protect, if you're in an existing home, one of the other big things is one of our partners that we like to talk about a lot is Quality Roofing. And they do have somebody that you can call and they can come and check and see if you need hurricane clips. They can tell you about your roof. It's either free or nominal.
Well, we just had them on the show this morning.
And so, to me, that also is very important.
Okay, we got another question from one of our listeners, 850-437-1620. Are there any barn dominium builders in this area, and does your company deal with that?
Well, we absolutely...
So maybe first of all, I've had to explain. I just heard this the other day.
Yeah,
I just
ahead.
Learned this myself. What is a barn dominium?
Yeah, so a barn dominium is also sometimes called like a shop house, and it's typically built with steel framing, then also corrugated steel for the exterior, you know, finished product, the siding on it. And so it looks like a shop or a barn, and then it's finished off on the inside like a home.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any semi-custom options for that, but we absolutely could build one. And we would utilize the same steel framing that we use in our other homes. We would just, you know, instead of putting our wood siding on there, we would put, you know, corrugated metal and provide that look. But otherwise, it would be essentially the same as building any other custom home with us.
So in that situation, if our listener was interested in reaching out to you, would you be able, would someone from your team come out and take a look at what they're talking about?
Yeah, 100%.
What's your number so they can reach out to you?
Yeah, Brent with Tracewater Homes, 850-632-0102 and info@tracewaterhomes.com.
Okay, great. If you've got a question, they're coming in now, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and my contact is 850-292-3165, and my email is goknowlesacs@att.net.
Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
All right, so what's next now in terms of what is happening with Tracewater Homes? You're here. You just actually merged your previous company you were talking about earlier.
We did, yeah. So now we're really on our expansion journey.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a clear vision, and we know where we want to go now. We know what we're doing with the custom side, the semi-custom, and the renovation. And so now we're really focused on getting the word out there and growing, and that's part of the reason that I'm here with you today. So we, you know, currently operate primarily out of the Bay and Walton County areas.
But, I see, okay.
We will service, like I said, from the Alabama border at Pensacola all the way to the Apalachicola River and then to the Alabama border to the north for those that maybe didn't catch that earlier. So we cover most of the panhandle, and that's really what our focus is right now, is just actually servicing all of those areas of the panhandle. So if you're interested and you'd like more information about building a new home in this area or anywhere in our service area, please give me a call. I'd love to have that conversation with you.
Excellent. Is there somewhere I can go to find out maybe where some of the homes that you have built so I can just take a look at the finished product?
Yeah, absolutely. So tracewaterhomes.com, we've got a gallery on there with a variety of different projects that we've completed, some really, really beautiful homes. So I encourage you to check it out and all of the other things that we offer on our website, like our preferred building products and the semi-custom plans that we offer. There's just a wealth of knowledge on the website. And then, like I said earlier, Facebook, Instagram, our YouTube channel. We have a podcast that we record on a regular basis, and those get posted on YouTube. And so check out all of those things for more information and pictures and video.
Excellent. Well, okay. We've got just a few minutes left, so I'm going to address this to Angela and Will. Is there anything we haven't talked about that y'all wanted to mention this morning?
Yes, I have two listings.
Well, I was just going to say, I had a feeling there might be a couple things we want to cover before we go.
Yes. I have a wonderful little home. It's a patio home, cottage home, and it's built by Adams, who is a large production builder, which is different than Tracewater. So just to be clear, there's not a whole lot of competition there, I don't think.
No.
Anyway, it is 8046 West Point Lane, and it is wonderful, y'all. It's a 3-2. Please call me. Please look on the Cannell & Company website. Look on my website. You can look on Will's website for it. Mm. Anyway, it is a terrific house. It's a 3-2. It's 1454 square feet, and currently it's selling for $294.9. Have a super motivated seller. And then I have another wonderful little house, and it happens to be family. And so
it's
in the North Hill area of Pensacola. It's a 2-1 with 1,300 square feet. It's the lot is 60 by 150. And it's super wonderful yard. It's a little 2-1. It was built in 1941. It's eclectic. It's cool. It's really neat. And it's going for, what's it selling for right now? It's selling for $399.
So. Okay.
Well, I guess I get to talk about some listings.
yes.
I have one at 10740 Trailblazer Way, which is out by the dog track.
Nice.
Great little house. It was built 10 years ago. Everything's in good shape. Check that out on my website. I've actually got something for everybody right now in my inventory. I've got this beautiful house on Scenic Highway at Baywalk Circle. It's 4530 Baywalk Circle. Beautiful 4-2 with a pool that overlooks Pensacola Bay.
Wow. Nice. Right? That sounds like what I'm buying when I win the lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's not lottery money involved in this.
Okay.
I was shocked. It does need some updating. So,
okay,
you know, it's
so it could be a good price, but it's a
right.
great location.
And then I have a townhouse right here close. It's 7150 Village Lane, which is 2 blocks from the radio.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Station.
Nice.
I have a condo coming up next week.
Yeah.
It's a 3-2 right here off of Burgess Road.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a garage?
No, but we do have 2 deeded parking spaces.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Very important there.
Yeah.
Gosh, I feel like I've got another one that I'm not thinking. Oh, I do. It is 4385 White Birch Court in Pace, 4-bedroom, 2-bath. This thing is only 2 years old. It has brand new flooring in, and it's priced at $310,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, these are all really great-sounding homes.
My North Hill home is at 9 East Strong Street. Say that fast.
9 East Strong Street.
Anyway, but I do think that Will and I have some really something for everybody, and call us.
Okay, well,
we can help you problem solve. We can, you know, we can recommend lenders. We can recommend insurance, and you can call me at 850-292-3165 or go Knowles ACS at att.net.
Okay. And I'm Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And I am Brent Hanisch with Trace Water Homes. You can reach me at 850-632-0102 or info@tracewaterhomes.com.
Okay. And the Connell & Company website?
BuySellCannell.com.
There it is. Okay. BuySellCannell.com.
Buy
and that's 2 N's and 2 L's. Is that right?
You got it.
Okay. Or you could just get it by WillMaben.com.
Yeah.
Ah, WillMaben.com.
Yeah, or
okay.
just calling me at 850-292-3165.
Okay. We got 10 more seconds. Okay. What another phone number we want to throw out there?
No. Let's go with music.
Well, we're about there. It's 2-3-1.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much to my friends at Connell & Company, Angela and Will. Y'all are so much fun. Brent, it's a pleasure to have you. You have to come back.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. This is Pep Talk.